from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Now I'm back on the crackhead diet.
Yep. Well, you can lose weight that way.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
Alrighty, hey, join 95.7 The Game at Harding Park on Friday, September 6th for the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament benefiting the Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area. Go to 957thegame.com to learn more. Presented by our friends at ATCO Pest Control, the Bay Area's locally family-owned pest control company. Huh, I gotta believe you're in that thing, you and Shafsky. Maybe even
Friday,
Dibs.
September 6th.
Willard?
I mean, it
well,
it
you would
stands
know already
to reason.
If they haven't contacted
well, we haven't had a meeting with the boss on a Thursday in a while.
Well, we got one. He just sent an email this Thursday.
Of course. Oh, boy.
Yeah, he sent one Monday.
Wait, I haven't checked our email.
Yeah, he sent us one.
About a month. So we have a meeting on Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday. Yeah.
Why do I feel like that? We better buckle up for a big one.
Well, I'm out.
It's football season around the corner. It's football's here, man.
Yeah, I know.
Hey,
Brandon Ayuk.
Last thing.
Yeah.
I'm at the Coliseum. My boy Izzy, fan of the show, but a friend of mine, one of the best ball players to come out of Union City, Aaron Curry, played at Arroyo High School. He just sent me, because we exchanged numbers, what's the crack? C-R-A-I-C with the Irish symbol right next to it. So I guess that's...
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right on, Izzy.
Yeah, Izzy. Yeah.
There you
My
go.
Man, Izzy. Hey, don't forget, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. We're talking about Brandon Ayuk and what the heck is going on with him and the Niners. What's going on with Trent Williams, Matt Maiocco of NBC Sports Bay Area. Reporting that the Niners are, for what it's worth, as close as they've ever been to trading Brandon Ayuk. And one of the teams that has been mentioned, Guru, is the Cleveland Browns. And I'm going to start out with this sound.
Okay.
From the morning show, from Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com, the Cleveland Plain Dealer, a longtime beat writer in Cleveland. She knows what's going on, and she was talking to the morning show about the guy that theoretically would come back to the Niners in a trade, Amari Cooper.
There is no impasse between Amari Cooper and the Cleveland Browns right now. Amari is in good standing with the Cleveland Browns because they restructured his contract. He's making his $20 million base, which is now fully guaranteed. That was one of the changes in the restructure, so that he didn't have to go into camp without a guaranteed contract. And then they gave him $5 million more in incentives that he should be able to make based on his previous production. So he basically got a $5 million raise come in this season, and then they were planning to probably revisit an extension sometime during the season, maybe after the season. Amari is loved here, so let's make no mistake about that. The Browns love him. He loves being here. He said the other day, last week, that he would love to finish his career here. But the problem is, over the long haul, the Browns probably don't want to pay him, you know, more than the $25 million he's set to make this season. And if they're going to invest that kind of money, sort of close to at least the $30 million threshold that these elite receivers are making now, they would rather do so with a long-term contract for a young player who's in his prime at the age of 26. Now, why does that not make sense for the 49ers to do? Well, they've got a lot of big salaries. They've got a lot of offensive weapons that they're paying. And if they don't want to go to 30 or higher than 30 for Brandon Ayuk, then maybe it makes sense for them to do this if they got something in return that could be a plug-and-play situation for them. And that's what Amari would be.
Boy, good stuff. That's Mary Kay Cabot. And, of course, she was on the morning show with Bonte and Chasky on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Goo, I'm going to
do it, baby. Do it. We missed you.
How much less of a Super Bowl contender are the San Francisco 49ers really? If Amari Cooper's their wide receiver instead of Brandon Ayuk. Come on.
That's quick on the computer, Stoney. It's a thing. N-O-N-E. None.
It might not be.
And in a crazy world, I know you're going to what? It could go up a little bit. Like, dude is an established all-pro wide receiver, Stoney. And you know what I say about Kyle? It was with the Warriors, but that's kind of waning now. When you come here, you become you're the best version of yourself. So Amari gets with Purdy, this offensive line with Trent McCaffrey, and the route running that Kyle would. Oh my gosh!
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. I mean, come on, Niner fans. Even if you're in love with Brandon Ayuk, like Goo was,
are you mad at him? I wonder, Stoney, really, yeah. I know you can say that doesn't care. Are people looking at Ayuk like, you greedy son of a, you know what I mean? Or is this, hey, young man trying to get his chicken, salute?
Well, I think that's a good question. I think there's a lot of fans that are thinking what a majority of fans may be thinking is he's under contract. Come in and play for the 14.
But there's a risk involved, there and you
is,
know it.
There is, but then again, like that's where I feel like the Niners have all the leverage. But the leverage could switch if they realize that without Ayuk, they don't have a chance, or if that's what they believe internally. But I'm with you. You can't tell me that for 1 year, the Niners wouldn't be almost every bit as competitive with Amari Cooper as they are with Brandon Ayuk. Now, the thing that I'm interested in is you get Cooper in here for 1 year. He's a free agent. That's perfect, because then you'd like to think that Ricky Pearsall would be ready to step in and play every down.
Now,
right?
I totally get it. It's like almost like a great alternative for Pearsall.
Exactly.
And he'd learned from Amari. But, Stoney, I'm so sick, and it just popped in my mind. I'm so sick of hearing leverage. You got leverage into a certain point. Week one against the Jets, if Ayuk is not on the field, the leverage goes out there is no leverage. You're hampered and you're a less version of yourself playing the Jets. Would you agree? Like we keep talking about there's a winner. There's not a winner if nothing is rectified and he's not out there week one, Monday night. Which, by the way, the NFL, I cannot wait for that game. Aaron Rodgers, Monday night, Niners. Let's go.
Yeah, you know what?
We'll probably do the shows from the Hilton.
Let me
get good cooking.
Give me that first week schedule. I'll bet there's a better game than that one.
No, not Monday. Well, I'm trying to.
First week. I'll get the schedule.
I should know the Sunday night game.
I'm surprised you don't know the whole schedule.
Well, I know the Thursday night game.
Who's that?
Chiefs.
Let's go out and Philmo Mike wants to talk about Brandon Ayuk. What's up, Philmo? How you doing, my man?
Mike. What's up, man? Hey, Stoney, I'm going to keep it real, bro. You guys have an awesome dynamic with Guru Talk. I don't know how Guru talks, but if I could talk like Guru, I would be on the radio all day long. Because Guru, you talk, the way you talk, it's captivating, brother. I swear to God.
Hey, I'm waiting for the slap in the face, but go ahead, Mike. Yeah, go ahead, man.
No, I'm keeping it real. I miss Steiny. Steiny's hella mean, and he's just hella real. You gotta love that. You feel me? That's that Pennsylvania in him. But I swear, man, I'm feeling good. It's Leo season, but I'm not feeling good because the dynamic of this team is not where it needs to be. It's too, you got a coach with an ego, a GM with an ego. Let's just really, wow. We're talking about Trent Williams. Like, sign him. Right. Brandon, do whatever you got to do. You could have signed him in February. Wow. We could have had this over with. We're not talking about Super Bowls. We're talking about money. Yep. Whenever you talk about money, you're not talking about Super Bowls, especially within football. Football, you have to be connected. And I'm scared, man. I'm really nervous about this season because it can either go or it can't go. And we're from the Bay, so we're trying to go.
Wow.
Well, let me throw this out at you, Philmo, because I'm serious. I don't want to stir it up if it doesn't need to be stirred up. But when I look at the Golden State Warriors the last few years, and I remember using this term a couple years ago, felt like they agendas were starting to pop up, whether it was, are we going to get Bob Myers back? Klay wasn't quite himself. Draymond punches. And punches pool. And I'm thinking, that might not have been the sole reason, but that negatively impacted the team. And do you think the Niners are in that boat at all?
You know what? I'm so scared because we haven't won a championship. Mm. At least the Warriors could say they won 3-4 championships. Mm. The Niners are in a position where we haven't won diddly squat boo-boo, and we're acting like we're playing on paper. You got 10 players in the top 100. You probably got like 12 players in the top 110. Yeah. Shabari's word was like dealing with riches, but you don't have that. When you win a football championship, it's nothing like it. Shout out to the Warriors. I love the Warriors. But when you win that football championship, you going to the other city. You talking big mess. Mm. You feeling yourself. You wearing your Niner hat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All in Miami, all in Houston, especially in Dallas and Philadelphia. Yeah.
Wow.
Damn, we got to get it. We got to get it done, man.
Yeah. Good stuff, Philmo.
And the tragic part of this, the football Macbeth, you hate when I use that, is this: if you do trade Ayuk, you shocked everybody in a rich draft with wide receivers, Lambos, and Ferraris, and you went and got your Ferrari when people thought it was an Accord. Nothing wrong with Accords. They ride, Stoney, but they're not European like that. And Ayuk ended up being a Ferrari. How much is that worth? Like, there's just a little gap. Like, easy for me to say, not my money, but are you really penny pinching and you hit? This is a dude in the draft, not even in his prime, and he's a baller, catch radius, routes running. Oh, my, slippery hips, and you're doing this with him?
Well.
Just, wow.
But you got to look at it from Lynch and Shanahan's side. A couple years ago in a wide receiver draft, they took Ayuk and they hit. They probably feel like Ricky Pearsall will hit. And if Ricky Pearsall hits, then they have a receiver, at least in a couple years, comparable to Ayuk.
Are they
going
to say night-night to him if he balls out and shocks the world and is trying to be able to get paid? They're going to do that. I'm asking.
Maybe they'll draft another receiver in four years. Maybe their salary cap situation will be significantly different when Pearsall comes up. But I think that it's within the realm of possibility that if I'm the 49ers, I think I would. I'd be very interested in Amari Cooper for 1 year, and then we got Pearsall after that, and hopefully he's the real deal. Sonny,
and with some draft, if this reported also with some draft picks, gosh.
Dude, I got to tell you, though, if I'm Cleveland, I ain't giving any draft picks in that deal.
That makes me think it's not going to happen. Why wouldn't they ask?
If I'm Cleveland, I want a draft pick. I want a second round pick.
I understand.
And you know
that.
What? If I'm the Niners, I may do that. I really might.
Oh no!
Why?
No, you've already. I don't want to. We use the term tricked off draft picks with the debacle that was Trey Lance, and now I got a young stud that it's no longer going to be a Niner, and that's going to hurt in itself. Nobody will admit it, and I'm going to attach more draft capital to see him leave. Hell no! You got to overwhelm me and give us a receiver like an Amari Cooper. That's what makes the Niners say, "Yeah, we'll do that."
What?
Cooper at a two.
And I would say, why would we give you a number two pick?
Why would we give you a pick?
Because that and replacement
Cooper.
For Ayuk is it's like a rental. In 1 year, it'll be Vamoose unless you re-sign him, which you're you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we got to make it. We got to put something extra on.
But if I'm Cleveland, I'm sitting there saying, Amari Cooper is a proven receiver in this league.
But when you look at his birth certificates, Donnie.
But he's only got one more year under contract. There's no, if I'm Cleveland, and maybe that's why there won't be a deal.
All right.
But if I'm Cleveland, I'm not giving up a second round pick and Amari Cooper for Brandon Ayuk, knowing we're going to have to pay him $30 million, which maybe you're willing to do.
Right. I was going to be like, that's a good thing.
But if I'm Cleveland, I'm not willing to pay him $30 million and give up a pick.
Well, what if I say this to that? Not saying you're wrong. Then you really don't want him.
And you know what? Then the Niners really don't want to make a deal. But if I'm only the Niners know how serious this is with Ayuk.
Wow.
And the minute that the Niners believe, if they ever believe, that Brandon Ayuk actually may not play for him, and I don't know that they're there. Well, then you got to do something because you can't.
I don't know. Let me read this to you. D. Lou on the chat, yeah. YouTube chat says, "Goo, you can't pay everyone." I understand that, but you pay the ballers. You paid McCaffrey,
but they have too many ballers.
Well, listen to this. In a perfect, this is what we expected. Tell me if I'm wrong. A lot of people did, and I'm just talking about you, our show. I thought Ayuk was going to get his deal and then Debo would get traded in the offseason. After this year, I never saw a scenario where it would get so sticky tricky that he wouldn't be on the field and it would be a question mark going into this year.
All I know is if I'm the Cleveland Browns and I look at the San Francisco 49ers, okay, I know they don't want to pay Ayuk. And one of the reasons they don't want to pay Ayuk is because they got a quarterback who's likely going to need to be paid next year. So why would the Browns, and I'm not saying they wouldn't have interest in Ayuk, but to me, if the Browns give the 49ers Amari Cooper, they give him maybe as good a receiver right here, right now, as Ayuk, or certainly right up there with Brandon Ayuk.
For 1 year, though, Stoddy, for one.
Right. But, and I solve, as a Cleveland Brown front office, I solve the Niners' salary cap issue moving forward because Amari Cooper's not, they're not going to have to pay Cooper after this year. They're going to let him walk, and they'll bank on Pearsall.
But what if Pearsall is not all that they thought he was to be, and then what are you?
Well, then you
got
to go
with your stuff hanging out in the street next year.
Then maybe you revisit paying Amari Cooper at the end of next year when he becomes a free agent.
This is interesting. Man.
There's no easy answers here, I don't think. 888-957-9570 is the number. 650, what's wrong with you, Steiny? Glad you're not the GM. Give Ayuk and a second rounder for Amari. I get it. It doesn't sound like a good deal, but what if you become convinced Ayuk won't play for $14 million? Then what are you going to do?
I think that's where this thing is headed.
Goo, I know it's easy to say he'll come in eventually.
No.
And he may, but in the meantime, the season is getting jeopardized each and every day.
No doubt about it. And let me just real quick.
Yeah, sure.
I believe that the offense, and if you want to say the whole team dynamic, okay. But Stoney, I still will not one day of my life call IU greedy. This makes all the sense in the world what he's doing. And what's crazy about this, Stoney, is are you telling me now it's going to be the Tuesday before week one of the Monday night game?
Maybe.
And IU caves in. I would advise him, hey, I know that you're trying to blow up the spot. And if you're going to do this, you got to go all the way in. And because the Niners are telling you, Steiny, we like you, we don't love you. And that's why we can't meet you at the number you're clamoring for. And it is weird. Why don't we, Steiny, don't things leak out to where we could find the number? Originally it was reported it was 26, but Norm, like, where's it at now?
Maybe that offer's not there anymore. It's possible. Let's go to Nick. Nick's in the city. What's going on, Nick? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I'm I'm as big of a Brandon Ayuk fan as most Niner fans, but if there's so much animosity in the building, just kind of like with the whole Klay Thompson thing, it would almost be an awkward re-signing. And, you know, I think he's obviously our number one. I thought it was going to be Debo, but he really stepped up. But it's gotten to a point in this offseason, and it's now happened across all these front offices in the Bay Area where there's disgruntled players, there's animosity, and now there's just all these stories leaking about, oh, I'm unhappy, I want more money, I want more opportunity. And we know football time burns so much faster than basketball
right.
time. So, you know, the Warriors got to think about their window. And I think it's about a 2, maybe 3-year window of really winning with Brock Purdy. And maybe they're thinking about their bags. I don't really know. Maybe, is that what's stopping them from signing Ayuk? I don't really know.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's right on the money, Nick. I don't think any of us really know if the difference between Ayuk signing and not signing is 1 million, 2 million, 4 million, 6 million. I don't know. I have no idea. As far as the animosity, I would ask this, though. I'm not there yet with the animosity
right.
because, you know, Nick Bosa lingered. And he signed, and I don't think there was animosity.
That was leverage.
Him.
He had all the leverage. It was just about win.
But you think there was animosity toward Debo Samuel?
None.
Yeah, I don't either. I think
he carried this team and offense on his back a couple seasons.
Yeah, and I think if they were to come up with an acceptable number for Ayuk and he gets into camp late, which wouldn't be the best scenario, I don't think he's going to have trouble walking into the locker room
and
you know, reacquainting with his teammates, if you know what I mean.
Let me throw this at you.
Yeah.
So I've been watching the on Netflix, Donnie, the receiver doc. I think Davante Adams is a top three receiver in the NFL.
All right.
He's making $28
million. Okay.
I can look you in the face and say, as much as I love Brandon Ayuk, you're not worth that. And then I look at Cooper Kupp, $26.7 million. Stoney, I got to honestly say Cooper Kupp is, I think he's better than Brandon Ayuk just based on what I've seen. So, Devontae Smith from the Eagles, Donnie, making $25 million. That's around where I would say IU. But if he's asking for 28 or 29 or lo and behold, 30.
So you've come off.
Yes, yes.
You've come off.
I have, man.
Let's just pay him 29, 30 million.
Yes, I have, man. Because they're never going to use him like that. But don't mess up and hijack your season. I'm talking to both parties right now. Don't do that. And that's why I'm saying, hey, partner, if you tell me Amari Cooper's coming back and you get the draft pick, maybe a second for next year, man, I drive IU to the airport.
I mean,
that can't be, it's reported. It can't be real, Steiny. Cam Marino, NFL Buzz, he reported that maybe that would be the offer with Cleveland. That can't be right.
If I'd be surprised. I would be surprised if Cleveland makes that trade and gives up a second rounder. That to me sounds like, and I get it. Ayuk's a really good receiver.
Yes, he is.
Young receiver. But if I'm sitting there with Amari Cooper, I'm looking at that as, you know what? We don't need him. We already have Amari Cooper. And you know what? We'll just stick, like, if I'm Cleveland, the way I look at it is, no, we're not giving you a second-round pick. We've got Amari Cooper under contract in good standing, as Mary Kay Cabot said, for one more year. Are we going to need a receiver after that?
That second,
yeah,
that
we'll
pick
figure it
could
out.
Get him.
We'll
that second-round pick could be exactly. the Amari Cooper next year.
Exactly. So I would be shocked if Cleveland gives up Amari Cooper and a second-round pick.
Okay.
I just would.
We talked about Ayuk, and rightfully so. But, Steiny, if I'm a Niner fan, I can differentiate Ayuk, but get mad about, okay, that's Ayuk. But Trent Williams, what the F is going on? Unless, Steiny, this is just wink-wink. He's just resting. He ain't going to be doing much. Like, that's where I get mad at question Lynch and all involved. Like,
What's the holdup on that?
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. What do you think is the seriousness level of all this if you're a San Francisco 49er fan? In other words, if you're a diehard, if you love the Niners, are you starting to think that this is leaking into the season?
Mm.
Is this a sign that, you know what, I don't like the way things are starting? Or I know there are a lot of fans out there that think stuff gets stirred up for no apparent reason. And my question is, does it feel like things are being stirred up for a good reason?
And there's a game Saturday.
Yes,
I know
there
it's preseason.
Is.
There's a game Saturday.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Timmy! Yeah, almost that time!
Not really.
I got to go ahead. Do what you got to do.
Hey,
your first day back. Because I got a little gripe just for 2 seconds.
Okay, well, let me just throw this at you first. I really haven't. I've watched some of the Olympics. The basketball just. I'm trying.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
I watched the women's yesterday.
How's my guy Curry doing in the Olympics, Goo?
He's playing. I'm not into the numbers and all that stuff. It's just a clip like the Super Friends. What are you getting at?
I don't know. I haven't seen him. So what's the eye test telling you about Curry? Is he playing well?
The team's winning and they're having fun.
Shut up.
But people are really, you missed this.
Oh.
They're really mad at Kerr about these rotations, even his power forward.
Don't
get to that.
Don't get me started.
All right, but I got to get started.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, I walked out of here on break. You ain't got your stuff. I'm fired up. You're back.
Sure.
I'm feeling good.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
When you go number two, went to the restroom, make sure you flush. Just make sure. Yeah, I didn't need that visual. I go to do what I got to do, and then, like, who got up and just said, you know what, I ain't going to hit the flush button. But other than that, Steiny, I'm back. Just come on. It's not hard. Think about other people.
The three career farts in my 12 years on the air.
I hate that.
This
is the kind of humor that
I abhor. Where did he find that? That's AI.
I don't like talking about this. I will say this, though.
Spray Thompson.
The problem is that many toilets and urinals now are quote-unquote automatic.
Oh.
So... some people just believe it's going to happen.
This is stinking from the head up.
Steiny, you got me thinking. Priest, I hear you. Maybe that person just assumed I got you. All right, we can move on, man.
All right.
I was like, God, what did I do to deserve this?
We got to be better as a society. Oh, boy. All right. Brandon Ayuk.
It is funny.
Let's listen to a little more of Mary Kay Cabot. She works for Cleveland.com, the Cleveland Plain Dealer. She's been covering them for a long time. She understands what's going on in terms of that franchise. She was on with the Morning Roast, Bonte and Shasky.
Yep, our guys.
And she's talking about if the Browns would give up anything for Ayuk.
Well, if Amari is going, then I don't see the Browns giving up their first-round pick. They're not going to want to do that. They haven't had a first-round pick in 3 years from the Deshaun Watson trade. So that one is probably staying here. Mm-hmm. I would say that the starting point then would be the second-round pick, and then maybe you would ask for a few other things for your former first-rounder, in addition to Amari. I would probably go with maybe a mid-round pick or two.
I'm not saying Mary Kay Cabot's wrong, because she may be right on the money, but this is one of those where I got to say, yeah, I don't see it, Bob. Like, I understand what she's saying, but they would, the Cleveland, to me,
not man.
Why are the Cleveland Browns, why would they be desperate to get Brandon Ayuk if they're sitting with Amari Cooper for one more year? That's all I'm asking.
As crazy as this sounds, yeah, as it stands now, Amari, you know, had a great career, Steiny. He'll get hurt with the best of them.
Okay.
But if they look at this as an upgrade, and guys and gals running around the bay talking about they're dreading paying them, the Browns might be happy to pay their future in new Amari Cooper, Steiny.
I get
that. And
maybe
they're willing to attach that to the price tag.
I mean,
if I understand
that.
I would be like, let's do it now.
Must be, I understand the Browns might be thinking, you know what? We really like Brandon Ayuk, and if we get him in here, we have our wide receiver for the next 5 years. But sitting with Cooper means I'm not desperate. And so,
what if you don't re-sign him next year then, Steiny? Well, and you had your chance to get Ayuk because of the relationship rotted.
Maybe you'll have a chance to get Ayuk next year. I mean, I just wouldn't. I don't know. I'm trying to understand why the Browns would give up Cooper, a second-round pick, and then other things. I mean, that would tell me that the Browns absolutely love Ayuk, and they do think he's a top-five receiver.
No doubt about it, because this is the first day, and I know you've been gone, Steiny, but you've been on social media to where I heard a scenario to where the Niners would be get something back.
I know.
Yeah, like,
no,
that's where it's like, oh, boy.
I'm not saying any reporting is wrong. What? I'm just looking at it from the Browns' perspective, thinking they're not desperate. The Browns aren't desperate. I would look at it this way. I think if I'm another team in the league, I would look at the Niners as being desperate right now. And what I mean by that is, if other teams around the league know that the Niners are having a problem signing Ayuk, and it doesn't look good in San Francisco for them reuniting, why would I throw a lot of stuff in to a team now that, quite frankly, is desperate because they consider themselves a Super Bowl contender?
Well, they obviously, I'm not mad at any of that. I'm just telling you, I feel like the Niners brass is saying Ricky Pearsall can hold it down, / Juwan Jennings.
Well, if that's
very arrogant and risky, but in order for this to be where it's at now, Steiny, that must be some of it. Like, dude, you're good, but you ain't all that to us. The ship don't stop if you get off the boat.
I get it. But what if the Niners are looking at two scenarios?
Thank you. And ship and boat. That was a bad analogy. Go ahead.
Yeah,
it didn't make sense. I said ship and boat. I think the boat.
Oh, I got you.
You
got
to Google it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So, I don't know. 888-957-9570 is the number. I mean, who's more desperate right now from the outside looking in than the Niners? That if I'm another team, I'm sitting, and the Niners are trying to get something from me, I'm sitting there saying, yeah, we'll trade with you, but you're not raking us over the coals. You know why? Because you guys are in trouble at the wide receiver position. Yeah. So, in a way, if I'm another team, I'd be like, hey, Niners, beggars can't be choosers. You know, you got
to. Are they really beggars, though?
I don't know.
Maybe. Are they going to be willing to play this cat and mouse game with Ayuk to where week one, he still, this is a hold out. Now it then becomes a hold out. It's a hold in, and it's not cute or funny right now. But if this thing turns into week one and they're going to play this game, no, there's no winner to me.
Exactly. Exactly. 888-957-9570 is the number. I'm wondering if you're a San Francisco 49er fan, has your tone kind of changed? Are you more worried right now about what's going on 2 weeks into training camp? I mean, we haven't even talked about Trent Williams.
Which is amazing.
When I left here, everybody was under the assumption, oh, that's a formality. It does seem to me as if people expect Trent Williams will eventually be here, but it does feel like Ayuk, there's more questions about what's going on. For whatever reason, Gu,
yeah.
From the Xfinity Mobile text line, the 408 apparently wants to challenge you. Guru, I'll race you 100 meters at SF State Track and give you a head start and still beat you, Noah Lyle style, if you want this smoke, anytime, any place.
Well,
Did you say you were fast or something?
No, that just came out of nowhere. But I will tell you this, Donnie, I would take that challenge. Your boy still can run.
So apparently he's from the 40. Yeah. I'm assuming it's a man. Although I'm sure they're elite females.
Relax, Guru, like 50. I can still, move.
If it's Noah Lyle style, then he'll beat you by like 0.01. I mean, this is going to be a photo
finish.
What did
you make of that? I think they got it wrong. That whole photo finish and
camera lies?
Yeah.
How?
The camera can't lie.
But what is the real definition of the torso? If your foot crosses the line, you won.
Yeah, I don't.
That's what I was.
And you've been a track and field expert now for how long?
See, who said expert? It's just my fandom opinion.
Yeah, that's my point. Is they've had rules in place. To the track and field community,
yeah,
this is.
But in the streets, first person that any body part to touch is winner. That's all.
Well, win a gold medal and get back to me.
All right,
because I don't. The lean, Mickey D. See, Mickey D's a track expert on the YouTube chat. He said, "Goo, the lean won it." Let me tell you something. Here's what I do know about track and field, which is a lot, by the way. I covered it for many years at the Contra Costa Times. Whoop! I mean, coming across the tape, there's a strategy there. That's part of the race. Plain and simple. Oh, yeah. And by the way, the 530 right on the money, 408, relax. We're still waiting on the Goulot Neal race that's never going to happen.
I'm still waiting on Guru versus Jordan Bell.
I was ready. This guy won. We were waiting on him, and we chopped it up about it, too.
Who?
Jordan Bell. I got to the facility early for game day, and he's like, I'm ready. We could do it before practice.
Let me tell you something. I'll be honest with you. I don't think I'd bet against Guru right now.
He's out the league.
Who the hell has Jordan Bell been playing for the last three or 4 years?
Yeah,
510, and Spadoni said, the same guy, 408, issued that challenge to Bonte and Shasky. Apparently, they laughed it off, and I'm sure Willard and Dibbs will laugh it off. I've laughed it off.
Well, Dibbs ain't racing. He got that knee. Willard might still have some wheels.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, Willard's a big strider. I could see Willard being a big strider, long, loping strides.
Yeah. He'll be back today like you.
He was gone.
I love when my comrades just go get away and have a good time and reset. You're in a zone, right? You don't even know it.
What are you talking
You're
about?
Glowing. You ain't cranky. Tomorrow.
That'll change. Eventually.
0-1 tomorrow.
Yeah, that'll change. As long as we're talking about it, give me your interest in the Olympics on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 to 10. 10 being, boy, you've really gotten into it.
And you're not setting me up, right?
That's a serious question.
It's 3.5.
It's out
just,
of 10?
Yeah, the wife's in it, and I'm just, it's on all night. I don't know what it is, and it's been this way in the past. I'd rather watch Tigers Mariners. Like Oof. Baseball, just
well, Cal Rally is a fun guy to watch.
But you asked, I'm telling you. What about you? Keep it real.
Now, interestingly, my family's into it.
Yeah.
They enjoy watching all the sports, and of course,
Snoop Dogg, I guess, is doing the Lord's work. Whatever.
What does that mean?
I don't know. They're just, he's getting kudos everywhere he goes, Steiny. I guess he called, what was it?
Is he the guy who called the Noah Lyles?
Water polo, I believe.
Oh, so he wasn't the guy who miscalled the Noah Lyles race.
That I didn't even know
now,
existed.
The announcer for NBC said that the Jamaican runner won, apparently, in real time.
Well, he's telling the truth.
Hey, I'd love to know this. Hey, Evan.
Huh?
So, have you ever been dead wrong on a call?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, that comes to mind. I mean, we're talking about the announcer who said the Jamaican sprinter won in real time. The Jamaican runner did not win.
As far as something happening,
I got it wrong.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I've definitely misidentified athletes. Like, in a football game, you know, maybe you missed the guy who got the pick, and then he's going the other way, and you're calling this guy who got the touchdown, and you're all excited, and you realize, oh, he actually didn't score.
Wow, I love it. But no Sterling for you. What did I do wrong?
Well, I think every once in a while, there's, like, a ball hit to left, and then it's actually right or something like that.
Oh.
And then you know, but that happens from time to time.
I got you. You know, I'm fascinated by baseball announcers and how much they look at the field versus how much they look at the monitor.
All depending on where you're at in the stadium. Sometimes you need the
monitor. Let's ask the guy who's actually done it.
That's what we're doing.
Evan, how much time do you...
Yes?
Oh. How much time...
Got to switch up.
Do each different, let's say, play-by-play baseball announcer, do they have the same kind of approach with the monitor and the real field, or does that differ with every announcer?
I think it differs mostly television to radio, because if you're on television, you're kind of at the mercy of what they're showing. Like, you could see something that's incredible, but if the camera's not on it, the audience doesn't know what you're talking about. So radio, you might use the monitor more so just as a replay or kind of a reference point. On television, there are a lot of people that will call it off the monitor just because that's what people are looking at.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Great explanation.
What did Vin Scully do?
Whatever the hell he wanted. That guy's a legend.
Exactly. So how come you don't know? Wouldn't you follow him?
Well, once he moved to television, he probably still called it like a radio game. And he was also the only guy that was allowed to be one voice. He didn't need a color analyst because it's just Vin Scully.
He didn't want to pattern himself after the greatest of all time, I guess.
He wanted
to carve out his new path.
Well, kind of based himself off of Red Barber because that was the first guy that he worked with in Brooklyn, as you well know, Steiny.
I do well know that.
Rhubarb in the cat seat, you know.
God, I miss him.
Did you like Red Barber?
More of an Ernie Harwell guy.
Are you?
Ernie.
I got that.
Ernie was the legend.
3-4-1, Guru and Steiny, I'll race both of you 50 yards. I'm not racing. I'm old.
You're playing pickleball. You're not old.
No, I haven't played in a while. I think I'm done.
He's too old.
I think I'm done. Is this true from the 707? The Olympic Committee's paying Snoop Dogg $500,000 a day.
Yeah, those are facts.
You got to be kidding.
Yeah, no, he's getting his chicken.
What's Martha Stewart getting?
That I don't know.
What are we doing?
Just pay those taxes.
Stay out of his pockets. He's getting paid.
Get off her.
Yeah. I love her.
Oh, I adore her.
Yeah. Wow.
I think she's wonderful. I really do. Boy. I said Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
He probably smokes too.
By the way, there's none of that over in England.
Are you kidding me?
No.
No Cheech and Chong.
Not really. No. It's more of a vape country. Dude, get this. And I'm dead serious. So I went to England and... So
how did you make it?
Hey, I don't need that to have a good time.
I was with my
mom too, for goodness sakes. But anyway, you know, in England, I see a lot, and there were a lot of tourists there. Germans, Finnish, the Danes, Swedish people, Swiss, Italians. And you would see parents with their 16, 17-year-old daughter or son.
Gotcha.
And the son or daughter I kid you not, 17, 18-year-olds suck it off a vape. Not a marijuana vape, okay, but those, I don't know, tobacco.
Cigarette, yeah. No harm, no foul.
What do you mean? The parents, like, don't care. It's so different over there.
Inhaling.
Exactly. But
they're truthful with each other.
As a general rule, parents over there would be mortified if their 18-year-old was smoking marijuana.
Gotcha.
But cigarettes,
cool,
I guess. Yeah. That's weird. Let me tell you something. There are different cultures out there, everybody. Not everybody's the same.
Did you see a lot of me out there?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. London?
Yeah.
Oh, London is very diverse.
All right.
Very diverse. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Evan told his stories of his vacay when you were gone, so you missed it.
Not a lot of goos in Sweden.
Yeah.
Well, Evan told, I was with Evan yesterday.
That bothers me. I forgot. Yes,
you didn't go.
Yeah, that was on restriction.
You were invited.
Went heavy Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it was Sunday.
Yeah. Bachelors were, yeah.
Just you went that hard Sunday?
Yeah, Friday. Yeah. Anyway, go. It's about you.
I forgot.
Evan was telling you yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, Evan's he was telling me about his vacation. Sounds fascinating.
You guys are traveling, man.
Yeah, we are, Goo.
Yeah.
We like
to go to North Carolina a couple weeks.
Yeah, Greensboro, that's fun.
Yeah, to move my daughter in.
Yeah, we're going to Evan in Stockholm, Steiny in London, and Bath.
Why y'all laughing?
Who's heading to Greensboro?
I'm going to North Carolina a couple weeks.
There you go, Spatone. Like, why are you shaming us?
I'm going to golf at Pinehurst.
Oh.
Well, look at this guy.
Yeah, he's not going to Pinehurst. He's going to Greensboro.
Yeah.
Actually, I hear Greensboro's pretty nice.
Basketball season not in. It was in last time. I could have went to Raleigh to see North Carolina. Duke.
Okay.
NC State. I don't know. Didn't go.
God, you had a chance to go to Cameron Indoor Arena.
I kind of regret it now.
I would want to go there for sure. I wouldn't quite say bucket list, but yeah, I'd like to see a game there and at the University of Kansas. What is it? Fog Allen Arena? Something like that.
I just thought of Paul Pierce. You mentioned Kansas.
Well, I thought of Will Chamberlain.
Okay.
That's probably where the book both of us go. No, but apparently the Jayhawks play is absolute. Evan, have you ever been to that place?
Which one?
Where the Kansas, I think it's Allen Fieldhouse.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I've never been to, I forget the town. It's not Wichita. But
it's Lawrence.
Lawrence. Yeah, I've never been to Lawrence.
I'm pretty good with college cities.
Well,
I really am.
Oh, boy.
Like, if you say Creighton, Omaha, Nebraska. Go ahead. Let's try it real quick.
Duke.
Duke's in Raleigh.
Nope.
Durham. I get those three mixed up.
North Carolina.
Yeah. That's Chapel Hill.
Tennessee.
Oh, that's in Knoxville. Knoxville.
Louisiana State University.
That's in Baton Rouge. I could do this all day.
Idaho.
Idaho's in Moscow. And it's not Moscow.
Oregon.
It's Moscow.
Oregon.
Eugene.
You
Steiny's
down.
Back, you baby.
UConn.
That's Seattle and Stores.
Well, depends on which arena.
Well, I like when they play at home.
Hartford.
Yeah, that's
Tennessee.
Yes, for Tennessee. Oh, okay. That's in Knoxville. One more.
Middle Tennessee.
University
that's in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
University of Central Florida.
Yeah. That is in,
stop the music.
It's not Orlando. Orlando.
What was that?
I don't know. But your boy's full of glee right now. That's 10 for 10.
How did that even start?
That's weird. Cameron Indoor Arena.
Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
What word would you use to describe the Niners and what state? What they're doing with Ayuk and Trent? Seriously, what word comes to mind?
Business.
Good business? Bad business?
Business.
Well, that don't work for me.
Oh, yeah.
There's something's off.
As Joe Lacob always says, it's a negotiation.
Until it's a hold in and hold out.
Yeah, they're still talking. They're still talking. Hey, join 95.7 The Game at Harding Park, Friday, September 6th. Look at us doing it up at Harding Park. Dude, that's like one of the nicest courses in the Bay Area.
I know where it's at. Shasky told me about it.
Okay, where is it?
San Francisco.
Where? San Francisco. Be more specific. Olympic Club's a different course entirely. Olympic Club is private. Harding Park is public.
Where's it at?
It's in San Francisco.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, join 95.7 The Game at Harding Park Friday, September 6th for the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament, and it benefits the Autism Society, the San Francisco Bay Area. Go to 957thegame.com to learn more, presented by ATCO Pest Control, the Bay Area's locally family-owned pet control company. Steiny and Guru reunited, and it feels so good. Peaches and herb.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me tell you what's coming up on The Game. Whatever it is, it's presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. We'll talk more about Brandon Ayuk on the other side, but let me tell you what else is going on. There's some deadlines approaching for some of our other sports teams. One of the other team we're very familiar with. We'll talk about it on the other side on 95.7 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.